Track 7. The Burdett Coutts Fountain. The Victoria Drinking Fountain was a gift to the people of East London by Angela Burdett Coutts, who was known as the richest heiress in England, after she inherited a fortune from her grandfather, Thomas Coutts, who founded the bank Coutts & Co.
The fountain was enjoyed by many generations. Simone Rasson.
It was mainly used by children, because only children could be bothered running up the steps to use it. Because I think in those days, children would go on their own, you know, for most of the day, or at least a very full afternoon, playing in the park. So when they were playing in the park, they wouldn't have had money to go to the refreshment stand. They would be relying on getting water from these water fountains for refreshment. And so when the children were playing, and it's quite large and open in that part of the park, they would just run up the steps and play round the steps, you know, play games round it. But the water was the water fountain, I suppose, was the attraction. They were quite high up, I remember, because I was the youngest, I was the smallest. You might need a brother or sister to pick you up to the fountain. But I think all of our generation, all of our age group, all knew how to drink from a water fountain. When I was older, I went to school in Victoria Park Road, and I used to walk that way back from school. I used to sometimes go to look at the fountain. I used to sometimes try and read what was round it.
Why not take a stroll around the fountain and have a closer look?
Angela Burdett Coutts personally administered several charities and spent most of her fortune on good works. She was particularly interested in helping the poor in East London and was a close friend of the novelist Charles Dickens, who was also involved in a number of local philanthropic schemes. Amongst other things, she subsidised naval training ships for poor boys, started a sewing school for women in Spitalfields, supported ragged schools for poor children, founded a youth club in Shoreditch, built a market in Columbia Road, and helped to found the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. She was also passionate about animal welfare and led the Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, provided stables for costermongers' horses in Bethnal Green, and funded drinking fountains for dogs. When she was 66, there were a few raised eyebrows when she married her secretary, a 29-year-old American, William Bartlett. When she opened the new fountain in 1862, 10,000 people came to watch the ceremony. A contemporary report describes the fountain as
58 feet high, steps leading up to slender pointed arches on piers of red Aberdeen granite. Four cherubs seated on dolphins pour water from urns. Between them are the taps for water and bronze cups engraved with the words, "Temperance is the bridle of gold."